Welcome to Agency of the Month, brought to you by CenturyLink on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Hello and welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. I'm Sean McCauley. Today I'll be speaking with Rear Admiral Sean Buck. He's the director of the 21st Century Sailor Office at the Department of the Navy. The 21st Century Sailors Office is devoted to creating and organizing the policies that sailors and their families need in order to access the tools and activities that they need in order to maintain readiness and perform at the highest level for a modern-day Navy. Sir, thank you very much for joining us today. I'd like to start by learning a little bit more about you. Tell me a little bit about your service. How did you wind up in the Navy, and how did you wind up in the 21st Century Sailor Office?
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for the opportunity to participate in your monthly theme about the Navy today. I'm a 30-year naval officer, still currently serving on active duty. I'm an aviator by trade. I fly maritime aviation forces with the Navy that are predominantly submarine hunters. I graduated from the Naval Academy in 1983 and received my commission from that institution. I'm the grandson of a senior chief petty officer who served 34 years in the United States Navy, ultimately retiring as lieutenant commander. My father did 30 years, retired as a Navy captain. He, too, was a maritime patrol aviator. I'm at 30 years and counting, and I'm very proud to say that my son, my oldest child, is now a lieutenant in the United States Navy, also flying in maritime patrol aviation. I recently got a phone call from our Chief of Naval Operations asking me to leave my command post. I was serving in command of all of our Navy's maritime patrol forces down in Norfolk, Virginia at the beginning of June, and he asked me to come up and begin to serve as the director of a new office that he stood up, the 21st Century Sailor Office. He chose me to be the first director of it. And I'm very proud to be in this position. It's an office which has a portfolio of work that looks after the total fitness and readiness of our sailors and their families. And that's what makes me get up out of bed each morning, to do anything to take care of our sailors.
Sir, let me just take a moment to thank you and your entire family, all four generations, for their service to this country. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the portfolio of the 21st Century Sailor Office. It's pretty large. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. You're looking at physical fitness. You're looking at reaching out to families. You're looking at sexual assaults within the Navy. You're looking at preventing suicides. Tell me a little bit about the range and the scope of policies that your office is addressing and creating.
Yes, for sure. We look at all of those things that would affect the resiliency of a sailor and his or her ability to serve and succeed in the Navy. We look at the sailor's total fitness. That goes across their physical fitness, their mental fitness, their social fitness, and their spiritual fitness. We also look at the fitness and readiness of their families, because our families are such an important foundation to our ability to serve without distraction. We always need to know that when we go abroad or go to sea, that the families that we've left behind are in good keeping and have as good a resilience as we do. Also, to concentrate on the resilience of a sailor ensures that they're able to maintain all of the skill sets and readiness that they bring to their warfighting mission. The portfolio encompasses lots of things. We look at physical fitness. We look at family readiness. I'm also responsible for sexual assault prevention and response, for suicide prevention, for hazing prevention, for sexual harassment prevention and equal opportunity issues in the Navy. So all of those we see seamed together that affect the resiliency of a Navy sailor.
Now, I do want to dive into some of those specific areas that the portfolio is covering, but before we do that, I want to take us back to when you first got that phone call to transfer to this 21st Century Sailor Office. Tell me a little bit about what it takes to be a leader of this office. What are some of the skills that someone needs to have to bring in on the first day, And how do you apply those skills or transfer them into what it is you're actually trying to do?
Well, Sean, I've had the good fortune over my 30-year Navy career to command four different times. And I have said many times that being a commanding officer has made me a better father, and being a father has made me a better commanding officer. And understanding the dynamics of what makes a human tick, what makes one of my sailors tick, is very, very important to me. To be able to come to work each day and try to make a positive difference in a sailor's life is what gets me up out of bed each morning. The novelty of flying airplanes, that wore off many, many years ago for me. But the novelty of coming to work to take care of sailors and their families is definitely what my passion is. I believe it was that passion that was recognized by senior Navy leadership to give me the call to invite me up to become the director of the 21st Century Sailor Office.
Now let's talk a little bit about what it is that's actually making these sailors tick. When I think of what it takes for them to get out of bed in the morning is something really basic. Where are they getting their energy, their food energy? So the 21st Century Sailor Office is actually pretty invested, like you said, in food and nutrition and physical fitness. What are some of the specific policies or exercises or actions that you're trying to communicate to the sailors in order to tackle these issues on that front?
Part of my team that's stationed down in Millington, Tennessee, in the physical readiness office, we look not only at physical fitness, but we look at total health of a sailor, which includes nutrition and making other healthy physical fitness type of choices. I have an entire team dedicated to alcohol, proper use of alcohol, not having any tolerance for substance abuse, so our substance abuse prevention office. If you tie the responsible use of alcohol along with an intolerance of illegal substance use in with good physical fitness and good nutrition choices, that contributes to the overall good health of a Navy sailor. All of those are encompassed by my teammates in this office.
What is the process of identifying how to lay out these choices and then extending that communication down the line to the individual sailors?
Well, throughout the year and actually day to day, we are trying to encourage a culture of fitness and a culture of good, healthy choices. We do that through encouraging physical fitness throughout the day. We have health fairs in which we have official Navy-sponsored promotions for nutrition and physical fitness, and we actively encourage all of our sailors to participate both on-duty and off-duty in physical activities as well as activities that would lead to better nutrition choices.
So one reality the Defense Department is dealing with are budget pressures as a result from sequestration and possibly extending into fiscal 2014 and beyond. Some branches are reworking their morale and recreational services in order to maintain a physical and mental readiness at a lower cost. I'm curious as to how your office is handling this scenario and the challenges it's creating.
Well, overall, as the Chief of Naval Operations has publicly stated, as well as stated to all of us sailors serving, sequestration is going to affect us all. It's going to affect where we serve, when we serve, and where it matters that we serve. Sequestration will definitely have an impact across the board in all that we do. Our readiness, our war fighting, as well as the resiliency of our sailors. It's really important that we work hard to keep those programs in place that address the uncertainty and the stress that build up that begin to affect or further affect the resiliency of all the sailors on our team.
I'm speaking with Rear Admiral Sean Buck. He's the director of the 21st Century Sailor Office. This is Agency of the Month featuring the Department of the Navy. We'll return in just a moment. I'm Sean McCauley for Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
It looks like the forecast is calling for a whole new cloud.
brought to you by CenturyLink. Get a visionary cloud infrastructure and custom communication solutions with CenturyLink, all built on a global, secure, carrier-grade network. And their custom solutions and support models are designed to enhance your efficiency every day of the week. Let their cloud infrastructure blanket you with security. Visit CenturyLink.com/gov. That's CenturyLink.com/gov to learn more.
Welcome back to the program on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and FederalNewsRadio.com. I'm Sean McCauley, and today I'm talking to Rear Admiral Sean Buck. He's the director of the Navy's 21st Century Sailors Office. The office is responsible for creating policies that help sailors and their families maintain the physical and mental readiness that they need in order to succeed in a modern-day Navy. When we last left off, we were talking about policies related to physical fitness and nutrition. What makes soldiers tick, and how does the Navy instruct them on making the best decisions that they need to do to have the energy to tackle daily challenges? Now, I'd like to switch over to another area of the office's portfolio. It's called the Continuum of Service. Sir, can you just take a moment to describe what is Continuum of Service, and how is the office providing the tools that sailors need in order to fulfill that mission?
Well, we Continuum of Service is one of the four continuums that we oversee for the Navy. And in that regard, we consider Continuum of Service is giving back to that sailor who gave so much of himself or herself over a number of years in service to their country. We want to be sure that as a sailor begins to transition from his or her Navy career in uniform to a career outside as a civilian, that we have helped them with all the tools that they'll need to be successful outside of the Navy. I have a group of teammates down in Millington, Tennessee, who concentrate on transitioning a sailor from uniform to the outside world. We have a program that's called Transition Goals, Plans, and Success. That helps them with their employment and their education preparation for making the transition. As well, I have a group that concentrates on the mandated law for taking care of veterans, the Veterans Opportunity to Work Law from the NDAA 11 language, to ensure that we have set a sailor up for success to be able to interview for a job, to seek employment, and to be able to use the skill sets that they gained through their years in the Navy to the best of their ability outside and out of uniform. We also concentrate and participate in the Wounded Warrior Reintegration for a reintegration or a transition back into successful service in uniform or outside of uniform once they have found themselves in the status as a wounded warrior.
Now, sir, as the leader of the 21st Century Sailors Office, you are in charge of making sure that the policies are in place in order to help the sailors reach the mission goals of the Continuum of Service. Are you in any way helping lead that charge and making sure that the teams that are in place are working together cohesively and that the sailors understand and are meeting the programs that are being put in place?
My office is predominantly the policy office for the Navy, so we have an appreciation of what the mandated congressional language is or the law. Also, any other kinds of initiatives or directives that come from other senior leadership in the Department of Defense. And we oversee understanding the language, creating the program, and writing the policy. And then we also participate in the follow-through with all of the subordinate organizations that would actually execute that policy.
Now, sir, I'd like to transition into some of the other areas that the 21st Century Sailors Office is focused on. I'm not trying to downgrade any of the other areas because they're all equally important in terms of making sure the Navy maintains its readiness for both the sailors and their families. But a couple issues definitely do stand out above the rest, especially when you just see the words of what they are. And I'm speaking specifically about sexual assaults and suicides. Before we go too far in depth with those, I would like to talk a little bit about what it was like when you first came into the office. When you started day one as the director, what were the challenges that you immediately identified, and how did you go about breaking those down and figuring out the best possible way forward for your office to create the policies that it needs in order to prevent those from happening in the future? And I'd like to start specifically with sexual assaults.
One of my or my biggest collateral duty, in addition to being the director of the 21st Century Sailor Office, is my designation as the Navy's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Officer. In that role, I am tasked to help the Chief of Naval Operations understand the problem, the magnitude of the problem of sexual assault within our ranks, and to create policy, programs, training, and other initiatives to rid our service of that. The CNO's goal with sexual assault prevention and response is to immediately begin to reduce it, with the ultimate goal to completely eliminate it from the Navy. What I saw right away as probably the first task that we needed to get our hands around was understanding the magnitude or the scope of the problem, how big of a problem it was in our Navy, and to a greater extent, how big of a problem it actually was in the Department of Defense.
Now, earlier this year, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel spoke at length about the issue of sexual assaults and specifically why it is a problem. He spoke specifically about a lack of accountability within the branches of the military, but he also said that it's a difficult problem to solve because there's no one true reason. There's a lot of different reasons why it happens. So when the scope of the problem can be coming at you from any direction, how does the 21st Century Sailor's Office try to figure out a way to encompass all of those different elements and create a policy that can specifically address the issue as a whole and try to encompass those outliers?
Sean, we handle that by looking at what we call a continuum of harm. If you were to think of a horizontal line, on the left side of that line, the left side of that continuum is the non-criminal but very detrimental behavior of humans, sexist behavior, sexism, hazing, sexual harassment. And then on the right side of that continuum of harm is the actual criminal and contact-type events that we're talking about when we say sexual assault. And that could be attempted, unwanted sexual contact, all the way through the far right side of the continuum of rape or violent rape. The way we're addressing this is not only immediately responding to sexual assault, when, unfortunately, after the incident has happened to a sailor, but we're moving back to the left side of that continuum of harm now and ensuring that we're addressing the climate of a Navy command in which sexism, hazing, sexual assault, or sexual harassment, that those are not tolerated at all in the workplace. We have taken stood down and taken an examination of all of our workplaces to make sure that they're free from any type of material or postings that would be offensive in nature. And we are also clamping down on commanding officer accountability to ensure that he or she, in the role of as a commanding officer, are completely intolerant of a command climate that does not treat each sailor with dignity, respect, and professionalism.
Describe the reaction across the Navy to these new sexual assault policies. And this could be even from a leadership level back down to the individual sailors. What do the reverberations so far look like? And has it been easy to implement? Are the sailors right on board? Are they ready to go, ready to follow these new procedures? What do the reverberations of these new ideas look like?
We are already seeing an immediate positive impact in the attention that we're giving to preventing sexual assault from our ranks. The first measure that we've seen that in is an increased number of sailors willing to report that they were victims of a sexual assault sometime in their past. Why we consider that an immediate positive indication is that that shows that the sailor is now more than ever more trusting in a thorough process that will address their report of a sexual assault and see it through to holding the offender accountable for having assaulted them. It's also indicative that they're more trusting in leadership in the Navy now that we will address their report and see it through and hold the alleged offender accountable.
Now, sir, when we come back, I would like to switch gears and talk about another tough issue to discuss, and that's the topic of suicides. We'll take a quick break right now. My name is Sean McCauley. You're listening to Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. This is Agency of the Month, featuring the Department of the Navy.
Let's get down to brass tacks. There's nothing more important than trust. CenturyLink offers cybersecurity solutions to the government. And the Department of Homeland Security has approved CenturyLink to provide enhanced cybersecurity services to critical infrastructure entities to keep you efficient and secure. As your trusted technology partner, their visionary cloud infrastructure, global broadband network, along with custom communication solutions and responsive dedicated support, provide the scalable solutions you need 24/7, 365. Visit CenturyLink.com/gov to learn more.
Hello and welcome back to the home stretch of today's program. I'm Sean McCauley for Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com. Today I'm speaking with Rear Admiral Sean Buck. He's the director of the 21st Century Sailors Office at the Department of the Navy. Earlier in the program, we discussed a few different areas that the office is focused on. One is physical fitness and nutrition programs. The other is the concept of the continuum of service. That's helping sailors transition back into the private sector. Now, we also explored a sensitive but critical mission for the department as a whole that the office is focusing on, and those are cases of sexual assault, identifying and preventing them from happening from the individual sailor level all the way up to the top ranks of leadership. And now I'd like to transition to another sensitive but mission-critical subject that your office is focusing on, and that's sailor suicides. To start, I'd like to go back to the beginning of our discussion about sexual assaults, because I want to know what the immediate challenges were when you first became the director of the 21st Century Sailors Office, and what were some of the solutions that you saw that could be enacted to help prevent and lower the rate of suicides across the Navy?
Sean, the greatest challenge I saw in suicides in the Navy is that one suicide is one too many. We want to have a Navy in which no sailor ever reaches a state of hopelessness in which they choose to take their life. It's a very, very abstract and complicated problem to get our hands around. The way that we are handling it in the Navy is with another continuum, the continuum of stress. And on the left side of that continuum is all of the things that we're putting in place for prevention. We want to be sure we get to the left side of this issue. We want to be sure that we have given our sailors all of the tools that they can have to manage and mitigate different levels of stress in their lives. We also want to teach their shipmates how to help out a shipmate if they're showing signs of stress and possible hopelessness, and be sure that every one of us in the Navy feels as though it is now okay to ask for help if we've gotten to a point where we're not able to manage our stress levels on our own. In the past, that was not the case, and now we want to be sure that it's a sign of strength to come forward and ask for help before we get to the horrible tragedy of a suicide. Now, part of the suicide prevention program, though, is the proper response if a sailor has chosen to take their life, to be sure that we have the tools and policies and programs in place to help that sailor's command pick up the pieces and be able to press on, and also to be able to properly respond to those family or friends that are left in the wake of such a tragedy.
Now, sir, you somewhat anticipated my next question, because I wanted to ask you about the family dynamic of the Navy. Part of the mission statement of the 21st Century Sailors Office is to have policies in place in order to help the families of the sailors. And when something tragic like this happens, what is the Navy supposed to be doing?
Well, through our Fleet and Family Service Centers and through our bevy of counselors and resiliency counselors and clinical psychologists in our military medical system, family members, surviving family members of a suicide of a sailor are able to seek help and seek any kind of assistance that they might need in that aftermath.
The element of the family is an integral part of all of the different focuses of your office, and I'm wondering if there's a specific mission or mission statement that your office has on the family dynamic in order to make sure that that component of a sailor's life is accounted for.
Well, it's our mission statement. Mission statement is total sailor fitness and the fitness and resiliency of our families. Sean, the preponderance of the sailors these days in the Navy are married. And we are a seagoing service that spends a lot of time away from home. To be able to focus on our mission, to be effective at our mission, to stay safe while we go to sea or separate ourselves from our family, it's an imperative that we know and feel in our heart that our families are well taken care of back on the shore. So we consider family readiness, family preparedness, just as important as the readiness and preparedness of the sailor in uniform.
Now, I'd like to wrap up with one last quick question about the family concept. I'm curious as to whether or not the Navy has a specific policy in order to foster a sense of family within the sailors themselves. As part of the Buck family, you have a long pedigree of serving in the Navy. I saw that you once had the opportunity of promoting your son to lieutenant, and I'm curious as to whether or not the Navy has any specific plans or priorities that they try to express to the sailors, kind of like the nutrition thing, make the best choices in order to have strong family dynamics.
I wouldn't say that there's a policy per se. I would say that there is a culture of teamwork. None of us would ever believe in our hearts or minds that we could accomplish all the missions that are required of our Navy as individual sailors. As we somewhat sarcastically like to say, but it rings very, very true, the letter I is not in the word team. And part of our team are not only our shipmates in uniform, but our shipmates, our contributing members, our family members. So I would say it's more of a culture, it's more of a philosophy, something that we practice each and every day, and to be sure that our families are considered just as important as our sailors.
Sir, thank you very, very much for taking the time out to talk to me about the work that your office is doing and the impact it's having on the Navy. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show today.
Okay, Sean, thank you very much for what you do and for allowing us to showcase our Navy. We're very proud of our Navy.
Rear Admiral Sean Buck is the director of the 21st Century Sailors Office at the Department of the Navy. You can find out more about the 21st Century Sailors Office at federalnewsradio.com. Just look up Agency of the Month. Our entire conversation will be archived there as well. Next week, I'll be speaking with Mr. Nick Girton. He's the Director for Transformation in the Office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Research, Development, Test, and Evaluation. We'll be discussing what's new with the Navy's Open Systems Architecture Program. I'm Sean McCauley. Thanks again for joining us on the program. This is Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
You've been listening to Agency of the Month, brought to you by CenturyLink on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety at federalnewsradio.com. Agency of the Month, Thursday mornings at 11:30 a.m., only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Your source for federal news now.